Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Southern. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances continue with scattered showers and storms roaming around. They will tend to fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, perhaps not as many storms as today, but tomorrow and Monday will feature a decent supply, both days with high temperatures right around 90. Then showers and thunderstorms become quite likely on Tuesday as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cash back on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, 272-9228, if you feel like calling. We're kind of bouncing all over the place. All right, Postman, now, you were going to tell us something big, and as God is my witness, I can't remember what it was. Did either one of y'all remember?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were actually going to talk about the micro wormholes that were being opened up. You know, when they was building all those
The ships. Yeah, that's right.
Well, seafaring vessels. You know, during World War II. Now, as all of you know, how thick the metal is on a on a frigate escort carrier and a Nimitz class carrier or Axis class, either one of them.
Huge.
And I mean they're actually big. And when inside of the dry dock, there's so much going on the deck, so much noise. I mean, you probably had to wear earplugs, but most of the guys didn't. And those guys that actually worked on those vessels and how quick they did it and how well they built them is a testament to American ingenuity.
Amen, brother.
And what they used on the actual ships, they actually had plasma torches back in those days, and these things put out enormous amounts of power. And I don't even think we use anything close to that now. And I don't even think the railroad actually use anything that big now, because what the railroad uses an apparatus that actually melts the iron. Actually melt the rail. And it welds it together like that. And it does it in a few seconds. I mean, it heats up, I mean, fast. And but anyway, during World War II, when they were building those ships, they were using these huge welding machines, these huge arc welders. And these were I don't know what size of welding rods they were using or what kind of power they were using. It actually had to be a lot of power they were using because the metal was so thick. I don't know. I'm a welder myself, but I would guess the welding rod had to be the size of a broomstick. You know, one of those one of those straw broomsticks that they were using. But anyway, when they would energize the electrode with all that power, and the flux actually creates an electric gas, you know, when it actually makes contact, and that's actually plasma if you look at it. But anyway, they would have the chipping hammers, you know, down beside them. They would have the regular hammers. They would have all the metal tubes that were on the deck. But anyway, if anybody that welds know that when you energize that electrode, all the metal particles that are around it and on the ground, they're going to get that gravity is going to be negated. They're going to move.
Mr. Gravitivity.
Right. They're going to move. All right. What was happening was when they energized the electrode, there were micro wormholes opening up and pulling all of their chipping hammers and all the rest of their tubes through micro wormholes. And when the guy would finish welding, he would reach for his chipping hammer. Chipping hammer was gone, and nobody would be around him. And so they kind of figured it out. So wait a minute, let's put some cameras up. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they put some cameras up, and they had some of the guys to energize some of those big electrodes. And sure enough, wormholes open up. It tore a hole in our reality, and it would suck.
Space and time.
It would suck the hammer through it.
Can you imagine these interdimensional beings sitting around, maybe playing canasta, and all of a sudden this chipping hammer, bam! Where'd that come from? Bam!
I've been wondering where all my 10-millimeter sockets went.
I guarantee you, I think they migrate. I really do.
Yep, there's a planet with
10-millimeter sockets.
Gazillion 10-millimeter sockets.
Yep. Oh yeah, that's wild. That's a wild story. It makes sense though.
Yeah, that actually happened. And that's how they found out to use the USS Eldridge, you know, as an experiment.
Yeah. I read a book on that many years ago. That's always fascinated me. The degaussing equipment and all that, and it's just unreal. Yeah. Unreal stuff. There's so much out there they've kept from us. Go ahead, Jason.
It's just amazing that, you know, stuff like this that we know about through history is just so easily forgotten. That people just don't believe, you know, a lot of the things that we're telling them that's actual fact and documented.
Well, that brings me to a good point. I don't think people understand, and I keep pounding it and pounding it, how much influence the media has over your reality, because everyone's perception's their reality. But it doesn't matter what's true. It's what the media tells us that they're altering your perception. So essentially, it's mind control. When they alter the way you perceive things, they alter what you think your reality. The media is totally controlled and treasonous, and they're steering us in the direction opposite the way we need to be going. that's why they never bring that. It's like you're saying, they never bring this up. If they were to keep bringing it up, then people would understand it. But they're not about to.
Yeah, sure. And religion, the same thing. Religion has been used to keep people like-minded and controlled. Even though the documents that they use spell out some of this stuff in no uncertain terms, they still use that to quash.
Yeah. And look, beliefs. Folks, the reason why they do it is they actually do that to control your perception, and they have those people, Terry Carl, talking heads on actual television, spin the news out. And what they're doing, they're actually controlling your reality.
Yep.
And if you think about it, folks, think about it enough in your mind's eye. Think about it now. How do you actually create something? You actually think about it first.
That's right.
And you conceive it in your mind, and then your perception is directly tied to your co-creative ability, and that's what's important. And what they want to do is they want to manipulate that, and they do that with the mainstream news.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. That's exactly what they do. And think about this. If you were to just, if you didn't know anything about America and you came and flipped on the TV, you would believe that the whole country hates Donald Trump, who's an evil, evil, racist, terrible man, that the whole country wants abortion on demand, that the whole country endorses an adult's right to have sex with a child. You would believe that this country praises homosexuality and equates the struggle of homosexuals with that of blacks in their quest for civil rights. You would believe the whole country doesn't want borders, and you would believe that our government should be expected to take care of us from cradle to grave. But there's one problem. The vast majority of Americans don't believe any of that.
Right. And you know, the fact that you mentioned those two things about having sex with a child and homosexuality, I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, that actually goes back to Mount Hermon, and people hadn't connected the dots on it yet. And it's a fascinating story. And all you need to do is dive into it. Do your own research. I beg of you, do your own research, and you'll actually find out some of the same stuff that I found out about it.
It's freaky.
It's scary. It's freaky. But
we need to know it.
Yeah, we need to know this. And I'm going to say this, Terry.
Go say it. I dare you.
People need to know why there's a cross section of our population is deep in homosexuality. You actually need to do your research. And if you did your research, you will find out for sure that those 200 fallen watcher class angels that descended on Mount Hermon, these were Naga. They were part reptilian, part human. They descended on Mount Hermon, and every one of them, all 200 of them, had both sex organs. Wow. They were hermaphrodites, every one of them.
But these are the ones Enoch talks about, right?
Right. These are the very ones that Enoch talked about.
Yep. Genesis 6, folks, read it.
And if they produce offspring, and if some of us are, and if they're mixed in our bloodline, that's where some of the homosexuality come from. That's why some people are born with it. But then others are... Others are experimenting, and others just want to do it because somebody else doing it, because somebody, you know.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's been that way our whole lives.
Right.
Absolutely. Well said, Postman. Let's hit this break. We'll get into a little bit more of this stuff that if this doesn't get us kicked off, I don't know what will. We'll be back.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The best things in
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Sometimes I wish I'd just leave the mics on and you guys could listen to the conversations we have off mic because it's fascinating. Mount Hermon, okay. Genesis 6, I know if you're a Bible-reading Christian, you probably read it 100 gazillion times, but if you ask your preacher or your Sunday school teacher, they'll tell you that what they're talking about are the sons of Seth is normally what you'll get, which is a bunch of crap. When the Bible says sons of God, what it means is angelic beings. It does it every single time it says sons of God. It's talking about angels. Genesis 6, the sons of God looked down on earth women and saw that they were beautiful, so they came down and took for them wives, all they chose. It talks about they laid with them and bore them children, men of renown, legendary, called the Nephilim. Nephilim were hybrid beings of angelic fathers, earth women, mothers. They were giants. Moses, who we believe wrote Genesis, goes so far as to say there were giants around in those days and also after, and that's when he gets into the whole he-in and she-in that went on between the fallen angels and earth women. That's a fact, and I don't know why preachers ignore that or come up with some other kind of BS to cover for it, but that's what happened. Matter of fact, the book of Enoch, that's what it's all about.
I can't quite remember what incursion. I'm sure Frank helped me out with it. What incursion that was that Israel had with a certain race. I think it was when they went in and took the Holy Land. When they went in and took it, and when they ran into ran into the sons of Anak.
These are the ones that they were grasshoppers in their sight.
Right. And they actually killed all the men, but they I can't pinpoint what incursion this was. But anyway, They kept the animals, kept the gold, and kept the kept some women, I think, too.
Which was against God's commands.
Against His command. And that's probably how they got any real bloodline.
Guarantee it is.
And I mean, think about it. These are some crafty beings. They're actually a lot smarter than we are.
Oh yeah.
And the fact that they were riding in a starship when they descended on Mount Hermon, I'll tell you something. And and these were I think I mentioned it before in the program that they were they actually came from a constellation or a star called Procyon, and the planet that they came from is called is kind of weird because there's a band called this Nirvana, and if you actually Google it, mm-hmm. you'll it's an actual place.
Really?
Yes, it is. It's an actual place in the stars.
Well, Cobain was in the loop, because there's pictures of him wearing a 9/11 t-shirt showing the towers 5 or 6 years before it happened. He was in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were using him for, I guess to move young people in a certain direction, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they didn't name that group that for nothing.
No, they never do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And most of those creatures that were in the in Nod where Cain went, these were the same type of creatures.
Really?
Yeah, same type.
Well, it hit the news. Well, not the mainstream news, but InSearch had an article this past week where they found a giant in a cave in Sardinia, believe it or not.
I'm not surprised.
Me either.
Yeah.
And I think it was Quayle that was talking about it, Steve Quayle.
Right. He was living or he was...
I didn't read the article because I saw Steve Quayle's name. I don't like Steve Quayle. I didn't read the article, but I did see it.
But he may well could have been in stasis. You mm-hmm. know, who knows?
We know about the one in Afghanistan they killed.
Right.
And had how many soldiers on a pike?
He was trying to get a second one on that. He had the captain on it, and he stuck the pike. It was a 3-inch pike, 16-foot long.
Can you imagine what that must have weighed?
Yeah, and it had a metal spear on the end of it. The spear portion of it was about 3 feet long, and
several hundred pounds.
Yes, he actually stuck the pike all the way through him and his backpack.
And those backpacks are not light.
No,
there's probably 50, 60 pounds of equipment in that backpack.
And he had him up in the air, trying to impale another one.
Got some strength there.
Yeah.
Better believe it. Well, my understanding, and if Frank calls, he can straighten me out on this, is that originally they were huge, as in we were grasshoppers in their sight, but each generation they got smaller and smaller and smaller. And I believe, and this is open for discussion, I believe that the 13 families of the Illuminati, the ones that breathe within themselves to keep their bloodline pure, I believe they are the descendants of these Nephilim, these giants, who were the descendants of an unholy alliance between fallen angels and earth women, Genesis 6.
Right.
Is that right?
You think? Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that control all the knowledge, because the book of Enoch tells us what these fallen angels did is they taught us enchantments. They taught us how to burn, or how to make basically a forge, how to forge weapons out of steel, or iron rather. And they taught us women how to put perfume and cosmetic stuff on their face. I mean, the art of war. They taught us all the things that God would rather we had found out on our own if we were to find out at all. They basically interceded and took over our progression and took us on a detour where we shouldn't have gone.
Right. And that's why I say we've been interfered with. We've been augmented so many times.
Yes.
We've been augmented with in our DNA. We've been augmented with technology.
Well, I believe that when Adam got demoted, when the fall happened, I believe what God did was we probably, what are they saying now, 6 strands or 4 strands of DNA? I forget. He basically disabled 2 or 3 strands, which left us what we have now.
Yeah, it was just 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when the ascension comes, or when we get restored back to where we were pre-Adamic, then we're talking, we'll be able to, we won't have to even speak to read each other's minds. I mean, the ascension will happen. We'll be back to where we were.
Right. And all that, the mind has changed and everything. I mean,
I hope so.
Of course, you got to be able to receive it at first, for one thing, you know. And plus, you got to want it. If you don't want it, you don't have to get it. You know
True.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but you...
Well, there's people out there that I don't think should have it.
Yeah, but once you reject it, you're probably going to get caught up in that great cosmic grinding machine.
Well, more power to them. I mean, there's people that I know that are just pure evil.
Yeah.
Evil in their hearts, and they have no business hanging out with people who aren't evil because they're going to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
You know, we see it every day. It's disgusting. But yeah, Genesis 6, check that out. And to me, now this is just my opinion. I've said this I don't know how many times. I'm sure Postman's going to roll his eyes when I say it. But I believe the reason Moses just bounces through, there were giants around in those days, and he just kind of hits on maybe 6 total verses about this, and this is very important, is that he didn't want to expound on it because the book of Enoch had already been written. The book of Enoch goes into explicit detail about the whole thing. Who were leading these angels, exactly how many they were, exactly what they did, exactly who they met with, you know, what they taught. I mean, everything is detailed in the book of Enoch. So why should Moses get into deep detail in just the book of Genesis? He didn't need to.
Yeah,
it had already been written.
Or he could have just said, gosh, I don't want to talk about these things. These things are disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
They were pretty despicable.
And, I mean, they eat kids. They bite men's heads off and pull their hearts and livers and kidneys out and then throw the rest away. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then pick their teeth with a rib.
Well, think about this. You know, all these fables, the gods, the ancient gods of Greece, you know, all this stuff, maybe they aren't such fables after all.
They're not.
You know, exactly. Maybe they're based on reality. Maybe they're based on the first generation Nephilim who were God knows how tall, 40 feet tall maybe. Who knows?
You should see some of the footage that the archaeologists found on Patmos.
I've been seeing, seems like I got an email that said they found some amazing stuff. Are they giant skeletons?
Yes, it's incredible. I mean, the head of that giant, they'd only excavated the head and the and down to the shoulders part. The head, and the man was in the pit with him.
Mm-hmm.
The head was taller than the man that was in the pit.
Oh, my God. They hadn't shut it down yet? The Smithsonian hadn't flown in and shut it down yet?
Well, it's too much out there on the internet now. Yeah. And you know, they've showed giant bones on television. They've actually showed them on Ancient Aliens. Did you ever get a chance to look at some?
Yes.
Out of the university, I think it's in Arizona.
Yes.
They found them in Lovelock Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several skeletons in there. I mean, he put a regular man's hand up against a giant hand. I mean, it was like 4 times the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he put a head, a jawbone up against it, a skull. I mean, that skull was 3 times the size of a regular man's skull.
If they could just bring one back, think what he could do in the NBA.
No kidding. And the teeth in
dominate.
The teeth in that giant's head were the size. Yeah, they were like. They were like the size of a fingernail.
The better to grind and cut you up with, my dear.
Right.
He could get a 3-pointer just by dropping it in the basket.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hit this bottom of the hour break. It's a 5-minuter, folks. 272-9228. This is Clearing the Air. We're back and better than ever. Jason with me tonight, of course, the incomparable Postman. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere. Except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Cream on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances continue with scattered showers and storms roaming around. They will tend to fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, perhaps not as many storms as today, but tomorrow and Monday will feature a decent supply, both days with high temperatures right around 90. Then showers and thunderstorms become quite likely on Tuesday as a frontal system enters the state and moves southward. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the new improved Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. I don't think I've mentioned that yet. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Passing blood, that's what we Morgellons people know as sticky blood, blood that has an elasticity to it. Interestingly enough, I'm one of those weird guys who thinks outside of the box. I drop some down in a little medicine bottle with 30% hydrogen peroxide, which you can get at a beauty supply store, any beauty supply store. And it's solidified, and it's pretty creepy. I'm going to put some pictures. I haven't even showed Postman or Jason yet, but I've got some blown-up, zoomed-in pictures. And these weird little white critters, they're all in this stuff that's coming out of me. I'm sure they're all inside of me, and I don't know what they are, and it's frightening. But, you know, I lean on God. I lean on the Holy Spirit to protect me, and I believe Frank when Frank says there's something special about this show. We're being led by the Holy Spirit, and we're talking truth. That's why we're on the air. I had to promise Mr. Rick Peters that I would do this long term, so until I assume room temperature, I suppose I will be here doing this. If something happens to me, there will be a contingency plan for this to continue, And in the Saturday nights that are to come that I can't do this, Jason will fill in for me, very competently fill in for me when that time comes. I'm just letting y'all know. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. We were talking about Giants, if I'm not mistaken. I remembered this time.
Yes.
Weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, Giants.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Genesis 6, folks. And you probably read it your whole life. And if anybody ever explained it to you, they didn't tell you the truth because they, too, have been misled. My understanding is the seminaries have been infiltrated. We're not going to get the truth. Religion has turned into a control matrix. That's all it is.
It was that from the beginning.
You think so?
That was what they installed.
Well, the Church of England and the Catholic Church, I believe that because, you know, give us, you know you got that 5,000-acre tract of land there and your wife just died. Well, we can get her out of purgatory and, you know, we can make her okay with God if you'll just give us that land. That is beyond words evil.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with God. It's all about spirituality, your relationship with the Creator. That's what it's all about, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Let me interject for a second.
Please do. Please interject, Jason.
Okay. Either the Bible is real and true, or it's not. So, in the Bible, you have so many things. You have unicorns. You have Leviathan. You have all giants. You have all these things. Now, either they existed and the Bible is true, or the Bible is fairy tale, and these creatures are fairy tale. And it doesn't just stop there. The Bible is full of mysteries and stuff. You may read it 100 times, and the Holy Spirit may not reveal it to you until the 101.
That's right. Or it depends on what's going on in your life at the time when you read it. You know? It depends on what's going on with you at the time when you read it. Then it will mean what it needs to mean when it needs to. It's like a living book. It's amazing to me. It's just, you know, and my whole life they drug me to church. I had to get dressed up, you know, and I hated doing that. And I had to go to church. All my buddies were playing. And I had to go to church, and I hated it because I didn't understand it. But as I get older, I'm beginning to understand that it's about a relationship. It's not about warming a pew and hanging out. You know, it's about a relationship. But anyway, be that as it may, that's kind of the backbone of this program. Postman joined this program 2 years ago.
Yes, a little over 2 years ago, yeah.
And, man, I tell you, it's really accelerated since then. And when Frank came on board, I'm just the administrator. When Frank and Postman get to going and start uncovering things, it's incredible the stuff we've learned. For instance, if you're a Christian and you think there's going to be a holy rescue mission to come get you, and all you've got to do is sit at home and watch TV and wait, you're sorely mistaken. Because, number one, according to what Frank has read in the book of Enoch, the good guys are going to stay and the bad guys are going to be taken away. We've been manipulated again. I'll let Frank explain that because who am I to step into his shoes? But is that the way you understand it, Postman?
Yeah, that's the way it's written, and that's the way I understand it. You know, and during that interim period, you know, before before the bad guys are taken off, what do you think they're going to be doing? You know?
Who?
Think about it. The bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be doing what you're doing, you know, before the bad guys try to take control of you.
Yes.
You should be preparing.
Prepare. And, you know, my gig is exposing the darkness to the light. That's what Paul said we should be doing. Do not be part of the darkness yet. Expose it to the light. That's kind of my mantra. That's kind of what I'm trying to do here. And I think this is going to sound crazy, and I know you probably heard that prefaced many, many times on this program. This is going to sound crazy. But I think Morgellons has something to do with this, too. It's some kind of control matrix. It's evil, and it's almost like it's changing everything. I have seen these fibers in everything I've looked at under the microscope, everything from insects to plants, everything, folks. I don't know what this stuff is. It's coming from the aerosols. I can prove that. But I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know who created it. You know, we recently found out, thanks to a smart senator slipping this into one of the bills that got approved, that our government is responsible for Lyme disease. It is a bioweapon they created. We don't know how it got out. We don't know if it escaped, if they deliberately released it. But we have found that out, that all of us conspiracy theorists were right yet again, that Lyme disease is a bioweapon. That broke last week.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Yes.
I have read that, too.
I have Lyme disease.
I didn't read that.
Yes.
I've also read that people that suffer with Lyme disease also suffer more with Morgellons disease.
Absolutely.
So that's a common thread, especially with women, but some dudes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing about Lyme disease, the thing that threw a huge red flag up is the way they treat it, if they can detect it, the way they treat it is a serious, strong round of antibiotics. This disease cloaks itself. It goes into pseudo-remission and hides to escape the benefits of the antibiotics. Then once you go over through that nine-month period taking those nasty things, then it comes back out when it's safe. It's like a sentient being, but it's a bioweapon. Just like Morgellons. Yeah. It's like Morgellons is an advanced Lyme disease.
It's an internal smart
smart
virus.
And I think what the key to all of this, guys, is genetics and nanotechnology. Yeah. I believe that. Remember, Obama said in his first term that they were doing a brain mapping project. He wasn't lying. They were doing a brain. I think they know every single bit of your brain, what causes you to do this, 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 this. You got CRISPR technology where you can order a baby. I want a baby with blue eyes. I want them to like music. I want them, you know, every little aspect of a child, they can design it now. It's crazy. They're playing God. But more than that, I think what this is really, all that this is about, is the transmogrification, that's my word, the transmogrification of God's creation. It's Satan giving a bastard, bogus version of everything God's created.
Right, and he's going to come here to micromanage it before... Before he's toppled.
Well said. Jason, you're suffering like I am.
I'm definitely suffering, but I feel like I'm getting better. Progressively, because of course, good. I've been doing such a heavy detox using cilantro and the spirulina. It helps to remove not only, you know, heavy metals from your body, but, you know, also from the deposited metals in your brain. So
I've heard about cilantro for years.
Yes. Back about a month and a half ago when I started having cellular problems, I noticed this heavy halo of pressure on my head. Thinking that it may have something to do with all the heavy metals that I'm breathing in on a daily basis. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, doing a higher dosage would help. And it seems to be because this pressure is being relieved. So
good.
I attribute it to heavy detoxing.
Well, you know, the problem is, even if we were to find a cure, the second you step outside and breathe, you're reinvested. Because this stuff is everywhere. It's in the air. If you don't believe me, after a heavy day of aerosol, go outside with as bright a flashlight as you can get, preferably a 12-volt plug-in spotlight, you know, like a million candle power. Shine it straight up and look at what's in the air. Look at what we're all breathing.
Let me do you one better. When the rain first starts,
mm-hmm.
you will see little shiny particulates floating in the air everywhere. You shine a light on it, and you will see them in the gazillions just floating up, sideways, all different directions.
Wow.
It is amazing. And it's hard to capture it on camera, but I have a couple of times done that. I pointed it out to people, and they're like, wow, what is that? I'm like, more than likely it's they're not the nanoparticles, but clumps of nanoparticles of mm-hmm. metals. Because, of course, you can't see the nanoparticles. They're too tiny.
Right. Billionth of a meter.
But once that moisture hits and they start clumping together and floating around, the rain's coming down straight, but yet these little things are floating everywhere.
Man, I got to tell you, I can't come up with a term better than terraforming. They're terraforming this planet. They're destroying, they're making the soil so acidic, we're not going to be able to grow anything. They're killing the insects. The animals are dying off. The food chain ends with us, and they're attacking it from the bottom up because of nanotechnology. You know, nanoparticles, you can put 1,000 of them on the head of a pin. That's how small they are, that you can't see them with the naked eye. Now, that's tiny to us, but to an ant or to a gnat, that's big. And they're killing the smaller insects. Once they're gone, the insects that feed off them are going to starve. And then the insects that feed off these insects are going to starve. It's going to work its way up. We're headed towards what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation, where food's going to be so expensive, it's going to take your wages for that day to buy food for that day. all these crop disasters that I've been telling you about because of the weather manipulation. This is all playing into the Great Tribulation, folks. Here we go. Hold on. And again, if you're waiting on a holy rescue mission, you're wasting your time. Get off your butt. Get involved. Let's get something done about this, folks.
Right, because this is our responsibility. To actually, you know, protect yourself, protect your family, and try to be prepared and be ready, you know, when these times come, because they're actually coming.
Yes. What kills me is what the powers that shouldn't be run off of is what's called implied consent. When they pass stuff like this 5G, we know it's damaging our DNA, but nobody, very few people stood up and said, whoa, you can't do that. So by us not speaking, that's considered implied consent. In other words, we agree to it if we don't not agree to it. You know what I'm saying? That's what they go by.
Yeah, we know that like a microwave oven, it changes the DNA of the food that you put in there.
Destroys the nutritional value of it.
It totally changes it. Well, 5G is like taking a microwave and turning it inside out, where you're cooking from the atmosphere.
Yep.
It's like opening up a microwave and shooting it out everywhere.
It's the same principle as the ionospheric heaters that they use to turn the metal particulates into plasma for the Reagan's SDI or Star Wars. Yeah. They call it a missile shield. Same thing, same technology.
Yeah, you can start just by researching the effects of, you know, frequencies and things like that. There's so much research out there, especially on the government's behalf, that have done.
Yes, and it's not an accident that this stuff is harming us.
Yeah, they know what frequency will make you vomit, and what frequency will make you experience extreme pains.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there's something I want to talk about. We got to hit this break, but you know, I've talked about the sound weapon that we know our military has. Did you know it's being used right now in Philadelphia to keep the youth out of the parks at night? They use a sound weapon, believe it or not. Think about Ferguson. They could have used this to stop that. They could use this to stop any crowds. They could put these things on the border and nobody's going to cross it, because they turn it on and you suddenly start heating up and you turn around and run the other way.
Or you just all of a sudden, you know, start vomiting or itching or can't, you know, hold your bowels, you know.
Yes. Yeah, you defecate. You do something. But it's non-intrusive. They're not firing at you. You know, it's an amazing technology, but they're not using it for good things. They weaponize everything.
That's right. Stock up on diapers, folks.
Yeah, you better believe it. We'll be right back, folks.
It depends.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor,
or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Face of the Nation, John Mellencamp's. I wish him and these other singers would keep their mouths shut when it comes to politics. I love the music, but I don't want to hear your personal opinion because I don't agree with it. We both read that story. You want to go into that, Jason? It's it's funny, but it's sad.
Of course, I read the whole thing, and I'm not really retaining all the knowledge, but it was a town, Buena Ventura, where I guess it started... of course, everything's out of control. People
sure
doing
it is.
All drugs and cartels.
Why do you think they call it dope? That's what my grandmother used to say.
Yeah, but the city's been on edge since the recent torture of a 10-year-old girl, and it's rumored that the incident is what sparked the plan for an exorcism in the first place. A guy named Montoya believes that the only way to solve these problems is to purge the demons from the city. So they're using the helicopters from the military to dump holy water on the entire city. Holy water. I'm not sure, you know.
I've never read anything in the Bible about holy water.
I haven't either. Mm. I know that you can ask God to bless the water, and if his will be done, it will be blessed, and if it's not, he won't. But,
I don't buy into
I don't buy into the whole Catholicism thing.
Cause, no.
They've done more to destroy Christianity than any other group in history.
I agree.
So.
All right. For those naive listeners out there who refuse to believe that our own government facilitated the September 11 attacks, please understand that the relative few Americans who were killed that fateful day, well, that pales in comparison to the millions of Lyme disease sufferers who go through a living hell on a daily basis. What I'm talking about is the fact that we just found out that our own government created Lyme disease. That's a fact. Because some forward-thinking senator stuck it in a bill, and we found out that's what's happened. The truly sad thing is that there are untold hundreds of thousands more Lyme victims who are suffering but don't know that it's Lyme disease. It's a very hard disease to detect. Actually, I wish they wouldn't call it a disease. It's a bioweapon. Most doctors cannot identify it because this organism has the ability to cloak itself. Yes, as I talked about earlier. But yeah, that turns up. But, you know, what kills me, no pun intended, because I have Lyme disease, is that when these bio labs are questioned as to why they would create something this crazy, their answer blows me away. And this is what they always say. Because our enemy could make this a weapon, so we must prepare for that possibility. In my humble opinion, just like MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction, I got nukes, you got nukes, so that way neither one of us will use them because we'll kill each other. That's the height of insanity. That is crazy. We're going to create something that one drop will kill everyone in the city. Why would you do that? That's crazy. But that's look kind of where we are right now, folks. Look at where we are. WikiLeaks. I'm sorry, not WikiLeaks. Judicial Watch. Those two, to me, are the two legitimate patriots. Judicial Watch has just sued Kentucky, making them remove 250,000 inactive voters from their voter rolls. They're looking to clean up dirty voter rolls all across this country because of the voter fraud they're suspecting is going to happen in the 2020 election. You better believe it. Last month, 1.5 million inactive or ineligible voters were removed from, is that L.A.? Yeah, L.A. County. So good for Judicial Watch. If you got money burning a hole in your pocket and you want to give it away, you can't pick a better place to send it to than Judicial Watch. Just don't send me money. I don't want your money. Send it to somebody that do something with it. I don't want your money. Okay, what I was talking about earlier is the frequency weapons. The city of Philadelphia has been using sound technology weapons that the military created, developed, to stop youth from hanging out in parks at night because the residents were complaining of the noise. Yeah, so they're using military technology to run them out of the parks. Amazing, isn't it? But they didn't seem to have that stuff when we really needed it.
Right. I'm thinking of a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Maybe he wouldn't have run into some guys that were up to no good, making trouble in his neighborhood if they'd have been using that.
Yeah, I just remember those funky baggy pants he had on.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had to go to Bel-Air.
Bel-Air. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, Will Smith. And he's definitely all tied up in this New World Order crap. And I didn't see that coming. I always liked him.
I didn't either. I always thought he had a good head on his shoulders. And he was so intelligent and said so many profound things that would just make you think. And then all of a sudden, bam, he's a numbskull.
Yeah.
I came across something. Dr. Robert Gallo admits he created AIDS deliberately to depopulate humanity. That was a pretty interesting read.
I've always heard that. There's never really any proof. Yes. You know, people say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy theory,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, he's the scientist created with discovering the HIV virus, but he has admitted that he actually created the AIDS virus in order to reduce the world's population.
Well, don't ever take an AIDS test because they give you AIDS to test you for it.
Oh, that's scary. I'm glad I never
isn't that
felt
crazy?
The need. Yeah, yeah, that would be, man, that'd be messed up.
Uh-huh. You know, if you do the right thing and you do as God intended us to do it as a family unit, faithful to your wife, do all the things, don't do intravenous drugs, don't have sex with people of the same sex as you, you know, do what you're supposed to do, you won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I remember back in the 80s when AIDS was first discovered.
And I did too.
Where they attribute it to homosexual monkeys and some person sex with the...
Yep.
Homosexual monkey and
Scandinavian pilot and supposedly spread it. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
And from one person, it's spread around the globe. Just, I don't buy it.
I don't either. You know? Yeah, it's population
this,
control.
This disease that I guess would have been around forever, all of a sudden, it wasn't around forever.
Think about this: is there any better population control than homosexuality? It's proactive population control. It's proactive depopulation. Because they're not going to have kids.
Yeah. Homosexuality is a good way to depopulate, and I guess that's why that's one of the agendas that's being pushed so heavily.
Absolutely. Not to mention, as Postman pointed out earlier, that these fallen angels had both sex, kind of like an earthworm, or a...
reptile.
There you go.
And that's what they were. They were reptile.
Imagine that.
They were part reptile, part human.
Yes, and if you don't believe in reptilians being on Earth, just go back to the Garden of Eden.
You better believe it. Look who tempted Eve.